Back now with Day to Day. Homosexuality is forbidden in almost all of the Arab world. In Saudi Arabia, for example, sodomy is punishable by death. But Beirut, Lebanon is different. It's a city where the gay and lesbian community is quietly and unexpectedly thriving. NPR's Shireen Meraji has a report.
Down a narrow cobblestone street in West Beirut, spray-painted graffiti covers a wall. One image in particular stands out. Hind Gondour, on her way to class at Beirut's American University, stops and describes it.
It's a face of a man covered in black. The rims of his eyes are all that shows. It's a question. It says, who's homosexual? Your mother's homosexual. I'm homosexual.
Can you say it in Arabic, too?
Min shadh, immak shadha, ana mithli.
The graffiti is confusing to a lot of people who see it, including Hind.
Mithli means the same. I don't know what he's trying to use it to symbolize or to state. Shav means homosexual, which he's used in the first two lines, but in the third line he uses mithli, which I'm confused about.
He is graffiti artist and graphic design student Hamid Sino. Hamid is 19, Muslim, and gay.
Okay, the thing is, in Arabic, people describe homosexuality as shawiz, which translates to deviance, literally. And it's the most popular way of describing it, and it's kind of offensive, you know, like, someone's basically calling you a deviant, and it stems from a lot of cultural understandings that are very oppressive. So the graffiti, the guy wearing a mask says, who's a deviant? Your mom's a deviant. I'm a homosexual.
Hamid himself has been the target of anti-gay graffiti, so he's using his graffiti to express frustration at his own treatment. He hopes to spark a dialogue about homosexuality in Lebanon, where it's still against the law. But Brian Whitaker, a journalist and author of Unspeakable Love, a book about gay and lesbian life in the Arab world, writes that in terms of opportunities for gay social life and activism, Beirut is as good as it gets. Whitaker credits Beirut's ethnic and religious diversity.
You have the Sunni Muslims, the Shia Muslims, the Druze, various kinds of Christians and so on. No one faction is able to get the upper hand. That leads to something which I wouldn't really describe as tolerance, because I don't think it is, but it's a kind of live and let live attitude.
One of the most popular nightclubs in Beirut is Acid. Men line up to enter, surrounded by the Lebanese army, which provides security for this and a handful of other night spots in the city. The men in fatigues ignore the men in tight pants and faux hawks. Guys like Haysom.
From east to west, coast to coast, Acid's still the best.
Haysom drove to Beirut from the northern city of Tripoli. He told me Acid is like home sweet home, a place where he feels free to dance and dress as he pleases. Gay men and women from all over the Middle East come to Beirut to socialize in the city's gay-friendly night spots.
There is Prague, there is Bordeaux, there is Basement, there is OM, UV Baghdad, Mint Baghdad, Orange Fabric.
Sally is a lesbian born and raised in Beirut.
I'm so happy here. I'm living my gay life openly. Mubarak, why do you want to leave?
I always have to live with my parents until I get married.
If you want to leave, you have to find new friends. New gay friends, actually. You have to find new places to go out. I'm happy here.
Sally's girlfriend, Lara, is not satisfied with gay life in Lebanon. Both refuse to give their last names, fearing their family's reaction. Lebanese culture is hardly free of the stereotypes that have plagued gay people everywhere. Lara.
If you're gay, you're a junkie. You're a sex addict. You're wild. You have no boundaries. You have no limits. You don't believe in God.
Lara plans to leave Lebanon after college and move to the U.S. This is the Middle East, where family honor is everything. A majority of young people do live with their parents until they're married. So if you're gay, that often means leading a double life, heading to the West, or never leaving home. And for Muslims like Lara, coming out, even in Beirut, can mean a complete loss of freedom. Sheikh Ali Merhi is an Islamic scholar who instructs teenage boys on the tenets of Islam in one of Beirut's Shiite neighborhoods.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the Quran said, فَحْبِسُوهُنَّ فِي الْبُيُوتِ حَتَّى يَتَوَفَّاهُنَّ الْمَوْتِ أَوْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا. Which means that any woman make this relation, her husband or her father or her brother, any man have authority on that woman, must prison her in at house. This prison must continue until death.
The punishment for a gay man, according to Sheikh Ali, isn't imprisonment, it's death, in order to maintain family honor. Bilal is a 24-year-old Shiite who won't give his last name. Bilal walks a very thin line, hiding his sexuality from family while living as an openly gay man outside the home. He talks about what happened when his uncle suspected he was gay.
They threatened me. They wanted to kill me. For them, it's a honor crime.
Bilal has been able to keep his sexual orientation a mystery at home, even as he makes gay activism his life's work.
Helem, hello.
He's one of the leaders of Helem, which means dream. Helem is the only gay rights organization openly functioning in the Arab world. Bilal sees nothing wrong with being gay and a devout Muslim.
I'm very religious. I pray, I fast, I have my boyfriend, and we have sex for sure. I'm gay because I was born gay. So I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not doing anything wrong. So why to be punished at the end? This is my philosophy.
It's a philosophy that Bilal hopes will spread from gay-tolerant Beirut throughout Lebanon to the rest of the Arab world. Shireen Meraji, NPR News.
Shireen Meraji traveled to Beirut as NPR's Buxbaum Fellow for the International Reporting Project.